For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. It's been almost two decades since South Carolina's Department of Education took over Allendale County Schools. The year was 1999. Inez Tenenbaum was state superintendent. And just 1 year earlier, state legislators passed the Education Accountability Act. It set standards for improving the state's K-12 educational system. For 8 years, the state controlled the schools, improving the cleanliness of the facilities, student opportunities both inside and outside the school, and ultimately student test scores. But current state superintendent Molly Spearman says those results were not sustained. She recently made the decision to repeat the takeover process and shares with South Carolina Public Radio changes in working with students, teachers, and the community that will make this time different.
It's a very serious decision that is made after we look at the long history. And that's what I looked at in Allendale was the historical performance of the students was very low. In fact, it was going backwards.
According to the department's website, from 2012 to 2014, schools in Allendale County had low report card ratings. The elementary school rated below average, while the middle and high schools were both rated at risk.
We have to identify the schools that are the lowest 5% in the state in student achievement. And then we prioritize those into a tiered system. Some are right on the bubble, and they get a little help from us, down to tier four, which means we manage our schools. And that's the most serious.
Students in the area return to school August 17th. Spearman says when they get there, raising expectations will be key in creating positive academic change.
We can get in a rut and not really expect more out of students and kind of settle. Those children there are very bright and they have tremendous potential. So we've got to raise the expectations for them. So that's what we're encouraging, working with the teachers to make sure that that's going to happen.
The superintendent also says personalizing classrooms will make a difference.
We're challenging those students who want to move faster, but we're meeting the needs of every student in an individual way.
The department also has plans to benefit teachers.
Our philosophy is that we've got to work on building capacity right there in Allendale.
Spearman says she realizes the difficulties in recruiting new teachers to live in very rural areas, and also acknowledges people already in the area willing to be a part of the solution.
We've got to help them be better, stronger teachers and to build a better governance structure.
That's where the community comes into play, Spearman says. Her takeover decision received mixed reactions and levels of support.
The community, however, has been very, very supportive. Once we explained to the parents that the children really were not meeting their potential, they are so supportive and said, please come help us. And they have been overwhelmingly supportive, and I really, really appreciate it. And I think that's why we're going to be successful in Allendale.
But when it came to the school board,
I've been disappointed. I can understand it's awkward for the school board members to have to admit, you know, we need help.
The school district filed a lawsuit. They wanted the South Carolina Supreme Court to stop the state from taking over control of the district's management. That would include voting on a budget, hiring and evaluating the superintendent, and voting on teacher contracts, among other things. Since our interview with Spearman, the department has announced the school board has dismissed that lawsuit and agreed to work with the department. A statement issued by the department states, Allendale welcomes the management of the South Carolina Department of Education for district operations that impact student achievement, reduce financial risk, assure accreditation, and increase district efficiencies. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.